Älskar du den här podden? Stötta den genom IKAs nya supporterfunktion. Det är helt upp till dig hur mycket du vill bidra med och det finns ingen bindningstid. Klicka på länken i poddbeskrivningen för att visa din uppskattning och stötta podden.
Innehållet i det här avsnittet är baserat på information från nätet och vissa detaljer kan därmed vara obekräftade. Jag vill varna känsliga lyssnare för våldsamt och grafiskt innehåll. Hej! Som ni ser på titeln så kommer dagens avsnitt att vara ännu ett 911-samtal. Denna gången så handlar det om barn som har begått brott och ringer till larmcentralen. Som vanligt så varnar jag för upprörande samtal. Men nu kör vi.
Help me, I'm Amanda Berry.
He's got a taser. Please hurry.
I've been kidnapped and I've been missing for 10 years and I'm here, I'm free now.
Oh god. Wait, he's gonna jump in front of a car. No, Brian, stop!
Wait, hurry up! He's killing my girlfriend! He ripped her face off!
Stop, stop, stop!
She's dead!
Oh, Brian, you're gonna get hurt, please! Oh, shit, I woke him up. Who did that
Den 31 maj 2014 i Waukesha, Wisconsin blir den då 12-årige Peyton Luettner lurad in till skogen av sina vänner. Vännerna ville hedra Slenderman genom att mörda Peyton. För er som kanske inte känner till Slenderman så är det en fiktiv karaktär som skapades runt 2009 av Erik Knudsen och förekommer i olika historier, spel och skönlitteraturer. Slenderman är en lång, mager och inhuman man som klädd i kostym. Det sägs att Slenderman kidnappar och torterar barn. Karaktären har också porträtterats i skräckfilmen Slenderman år 2018. Peyton blir huggen av 19 gånger och efter en stund så kommer en man cyklandes förbi skogen och hittar henne vid medvetandet. Han ringer då larmcentralen. Så här lät samtalet.
1-1. What's the address? Your emergency.
Waukesha County Linnean. Transferring over a caller on Big Bend at the dead end just south of Rivera.
Okay.
She came upon a 12-year-old female. She appears to be stabbed.
She appears to be what?
Stabbed.
Stabbed?
Correct.
Okay.
Are you still there?
Yes.
Hi, sir. So are you with this 12-year-old female?
Yeah. She says she's having trouble breathing. She said she was stabbed multiple times.
Stabbed multiple times?
Yes.
Okay, sir, are you with her right now?
Yes.
Is she awake?
She's awake.
Is she breathing?
Yeah, she's breathing. She said she can take shallow breaths. She's alert.
Okay, stay with her. We're sending the police department. Don't hang up, okay?
Oh.
Hold on just a minute. Don't hang up.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on just a minute, sir. We're sending officers. Okay. Is there any assailant around?
I didn't even look. I don't see anybody.
It's a dead end. Okay, stay right with her, sir. Is she on the ground or is she standing up?
No, she's laying on the grass.
Laying on the grass. Stay right with her. Just let me know if she is remaining conscious or not, okay?
Okay.
Is there any bleeding going on?
Her clothing has got blood on it.
Where are the wounds? Do you see where the wounds are?
No, I don't know if I should be rolling her over and checking or not. Do you know where?
Okay, just stay with her and just let me know if she's conscious or alert or stops breathing or anything. Hold on, I'm going to talk to the ambulance. Police are also en route.
Okay, thank you. I'm bothering you at all? On shade? Okay.
Okay. Just keep her in that position. Just let me know on her breathing.
Okay.
What's your name, sir?
My name?
Your name.
My name.
Okay, were you just passing through?
Yes.
Okay, and you found her and she was just laying there?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so you see any active bleeding or blood spurting out or anything like that?
No, unless it's underneath her. I just see dried blood.
Okay, just dried blood. Okay. Okay, is she still breathing? Is she still alert?
Yeah.
Okay, stay with her. Yep. Stay with her. Keep an eye on her. Hold on just a minute. Do not hang up, sir.
Okay, hell, I'm not. Any minute. Who did that to you? Or don't you want to talk?
And she didn't say who did this or how it happened?
I don't know. I don't know if she wants to be talking. I started to ask her, and then...
That's okay. If she's...
She's got to save her energy, I think.
Okay, but you see nobody else around you. Are you clearly visible? They pull down that road towards the dead end that they'll see you?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Are you clearly visible when they come down there so they see you?
I've got a strobe flashlight on my bicycle. I'll shine that towards any emergency vehicle I see. And I'll be standing in the middle of the road.
You're in the middle of the road? And where is she, in the side of the road?
Yeah, she's on the grass. It's a little trail I take on my bicycle.
Okay, see. Don't hang up, sir. Just stay right with me.
Okay.
And let me know immediately if you see anything else suspicious in the area, a car, a person, anything.
All right.
Keep your eyes open. Was anyone coming or leaving, or any cars coming or leaving when you came upon her?
No.
Nothing?
No.
So were you on foot walking by, or did you pull up in a car?
Bicycle.
You're on a bicycle?
Yeah.
How did you see her? Did you just...
She's right in the middle of the little path I take.
Middle of the little path. Okay.
Yeah. There's a squad car coming now.
Okay, the squad car coming? Okay, flag the squad car down, protect her.
Here he's coming.
Does she have a bike or anything with her?
No, I don't see it. One sandal is off, but, you know, maybe 3 feet away from her.
Okay, flag that officer down. I'm going to let you go. Okay, you meet with him right now, okay?
Okay,
thank you.
Samma kväll som Peyton överfölls hade hon en sleepover med två av sina bästa vänner, Anissa Wire och Morgan Geiser, eftersom det var Morgans födelsedag. Vad som skulle vara en rolig kväll blev en mardröm när Peyton lurades in i skogen och attackerades av sina två bästa vänner. Det visade sig senare att Morgan och Anissa hade planerat mordförsöket på Peyton i flera månaders tid. Medan Peyton rusades iväg med ambulans till sjukhuset var hon så pass vid medvetandet att hon kunde berätta hela incidenten för ambulanspersonalen och längden på kniven som användes vid attacken. Morgan och Anissa hittades vid en motorväg norrut om Waukesha och togs in på förhör. Både Morgan och Anissa berättade om Slenderman och att han tänkte mörda deras familjer om de inte mördade Peyton. Morgan Geiser diagnostiserades senare med schizofreni, vilket är högst ovanligt för barn i hennes ålder. Morgan dömdes till 40 års fängelse för första graden av mord. År 2017 fann juryn Anissa Wire icke skyldig till mord på grund av psykisk sjukdom och hon dömdes till rättspsykiatrisk vård i 25 år. I mars år 2021 ansöker Anissa om villkorlig frigivning, vilket hon beviljas, och Anissa är nu ute i det fria men övervakas dygnet runt.
I just killed my mother.
Nästa samtal äger rum i Urbana i Ohio. Det är i april 2017 när den då 14-årige Nicholas Donovan ringer till larmcentralen då hans mamma blivit mördad. I början av samtalet erkänner Nicholas att det var han som mördade sin mamma, men senare skyller han ifrån sig och hävdar att det är hans alter ego, Jeff the Killer, som begått brottet. Så här lät samtalet.
911, where's your emergency?
It's Clark County with the transfer. He's at 4328 Valley Pike. Sir, go ahead.
I just killed my mother.
And what happened, sir?
I just killed my mother, and I need to go to the hospital.
And you're at 4328 Valley Pike?
Yes.
And what happened?
It wasn't me It wasn't me who killed her. It was Jeff.
What happened? Who did it?
Jeff. Yeah. I'm sorry. This is going to be really hard to explain. But I kind of have another person inside me. Like,
Okay, are you okay?
No, I stabbed myself.
You stabbed yourself?
Yes.
What happened to your mom?
He killed her. He snapped.
Okay, what's your name?
Mine is Donovan Ashton Nichols.
Donovan Nichols?
Nicholas.
All right, are you able to say who's with you?
I am by myself, me and Jess.
Okay, and what happened to your mom? What did you do?
He stabbed her, then he shot her.
All right, so he stabbed her?
Then he shot her.
Where did he shoot her?
In the head. But I swear it wasn't me. It was Jeff. Jeff is inside me.
Jeff is inside you?
Yes.
Okay.
He sometimes takes control, and I've no control over him.
Okay, where are you hurt, sir?
On my thigh. No, my leg.
Your leg? You stabbed your leg?
Yes.
Do you have any towels or anything on it that you can put
yes.
on it? Okay,
yes.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, why did you hurt your mom, or why did Jess hurt your mom?
He was always tired of her. She always did drugs, and she totally, like, ignored me. Like, once she hit me, and she was just... She was done.
Sir, where's the gun and the knife?
The knife, I don't know.
You don't know? Where are they?
The gun is in the bedroom. I'm downstairs. I don't have it. I don't have any weapon on me.
Okay, so the gun is upstairs in the bedroom?
Yes.
What kind of gun is it? Is it a long gun, a short gun?
It is a 9mm.
It's a 9mm?
Yes.
And you're downstairs, correct?
Yes.
Where's the knife at, sir?
I don't know.
You don't know where the knife is?
No, I can't walk.
You can't walk?
No.
Are you in the living room?
No, kitchen. Is somebody on their way, like an ambulance or something?
Yes, sir. I've got you help sent out, okay?
Okay. I swear it wasn't my fault.
Are you doing okay?
I hurt too bad.
You hurt?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any animals in the house with you? Or
no.
No?
No.
Okay. Is your house, is it far off the road? Is it up close to the road?
It's close.
Okay.
I am so scared. I didn't want to kill her. I hate Jeff so much. He's gonna make me die in prison.
Is this Jeff you're talking about?
Yes.
Yes.
Kind of taking somebody else. No, it took me to be a stupid person.
can you see the front door from where you are right now?
It's not the front door, but it's the door that we always use.
All right, sir?
Yes?
So can you see the front door from your where you are in the kitchen?
Yes.
Yes? How far away do you think you are from the front door?
I don't know.
About 20 feet, 30 feet, somewhere around there?
The size of a normal kitchen.
I know you're in your kitchen. Are you very close to the door?
No. I am against the back wall.
Okay.
Am I going to get in trouble? Well, yeah, obviously.
We're gonna get you help out there, okay? I know you're hurt, all right? I know you're hurt. And is your leg? Do you still have a towel or anything on your leg?
Yes.
Okay. Can you press it down on there? That way it stops the bleeding. Can help stop it. Just press it on there hard, okay?
Okay. I'm sorry, I stuttered.
No, that's fine. That is perfectly okay, Donovan. That's okay. Okay?
Okay. Is the people that are going to be coming in my house, are they going to hurt me?
Sir, nobody's going to hurt you, okay? Nobody wants to hurt you, all right?
Okay.
Nobody wants to hurt you. They just want to help you, okay?
Just no tasing or pepper spray or nothing like that. I swear I am not going to hurt anybody else. It was my fault. I'm just hurt.
Right. Are you doing okay?
It hurts.
It hurts really bad? What kind of knife did Jess use?
Kitchen knife.
He used a kitchen knife? Was it a big one? Like
It was a medium-sized one. It's bigger than a steak knife, but smaller than a bread knife. I'm just so scared. I don't want to die in prison. That's why it wasn't my fault.
You said Jeff did it. Jeff there? Is he still there with you?
Well, yeah, he.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's always inside me. He always talks to me. Here they are.
Where? Who's there?
The police or the people.
The people to help you?
Yes.
All right. Are you still sitting on the ground?
Yes.
Okay.
They just walked past my door.
Okay. All right. And your leg still, do you still have that towel on that leg?
Yes.
Okay, you do?
Yes. Why are they just standing there?
You're just sitting there? You're against the back wall? Are you okay? Donovan?
You okay? Anybody else here?
No, no.
He's green. Okay, put your hands on your back. Okay. Don't move. Who's up there? Who's up there?
Heidi Frey Taylor är namnet på kvinnan som mördats. Heidi var inte Nicholas biologiska mamma utan det var hans pappas långvariga flickvän. Kvällen då Heidi mördades hävdar Nicholas att de två bråkat och Heidi skulle då tagit ifrån Nicholas hans telefon och då kunde han inte prata med sin flickvän. Någon gång under bråket menade Nicholas att hans alter ego, Jeff the Killer, tog över och mördade Heidi. Nicholas hade skapat Jeff the Killer på sidan Creepypasta och enligt Nicholas ska Jeff the Killer inte vara särskilt glad över Heidis agerande, vilket resulterade i att han högg ihjäl Heidi med cirka 60 hugg. Efter att han huggit ihjäl Heidi gick Nicholas in till sovrummet och hämtade sin pappas pistol. Och Nicholas sköt senare Heidi i huvudet. Trots att Nicholas hävdade att det var Jeff the Killer som begick brottet håller domaren inte med. Nicholas försvarsadvokat ville att hans klient skulle genomgå en psykiatrisk undersökning för att se om han kunde ställa sin förrätta. Nicholas Donovan dömdes till 28 års fängelse utan chansen till villkorlig frigivning de första 25 åren. Detta då Nicholas var 16 år gammal när han begick brottet.
I think my dad is dead.
Det tredje samtalet äger rum i april 2018 när William Bishop hittades medvetslös i sitt hem i North Carolina och tre dagar senare dog William. Hans son, den då 16-årige Alexander Bishop, blev snabbt en misstänkt i fallet. Det är även Alexander som ringer larmcentralen. Så här lät samtalet.
Yeah, 911, what's the address of your emergency?
3411 Dover Road.
Okay, repeat that address for me, sir, to make sure I'm correct.
3411 Dover Road.
Are you saying Dover?
Dover, yeah, D-O-V-E-R.
Oh, yes, sir, okay. Is this a house or an apartment?
House.
Okay, tell me exactly what's happening.
I think my dad is dead. I think my dog got his like collar wrapped around his throat, and he had, and his face
you're
was purple, and his heart's
you're
not
saying
beating.
Your dog or your dad?
My dad is dead. But I think my dog got his leash wrapped around my dad's throat.
Okay.
Because I walked in there, and he was tied to his neck, and.
Are you able to remove the leash from around your father's neck?
I already did.
Okay. And are you with your father now?
No, I don't have cell service in that room.
Okay. And how old is your father?
59.
Was he awake?
No. Awake?
Yes, is he awake?
No, I think he's dead.
Okay. Okay, I'm sending the paramedics to help you now. Stay on the line.
Okay.
If there's a defibrillator available, send someone to get it now in case we need it later.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
That's fine. Listen carefully. Are you right by him now?
No, I can't stay on the line with you if I go into the room with him because I have no cell service in that room.
Okay, is there another phone that you can possibly use?
No, nothing has service in that room. It's like a bunker.
Okay, because I want you to lay him flat on his back to check his airway to see if he...
Enligt Alexander hittade han William kvävd med ett hundkoppel runt halsen som hade svepts tre gånger och familjens hund var fortfarande kopplad. William fördes med illfart till sjukhuset men dog tre dagar senare. Men det är något som inte stämmer. För när polisen fann William satt han i en stol och var medvetslös. Kopplet var inte alls runt hans hals och hunden var inte heller kopplad. Alexander förklarade för polisen att hans pappa hade en ny flickvän, Julie Seal, och deras förhållande var lite stormigt. Alexander menade att Julie var efter hans pappas förmögenhet, men detta kunde inte bevisas och anklagelserna mot Julie lades ner. Williams obduktionsrapporter kommer fram till olika saker. Den första rapporten menade att William dog av en hjärtattack då det fanns en blockering i en artär. Men den andra rapporten däremot kom fram till att det troligtvis var ett hundkoppel som kunde varit anledningen till Williams död. Detta fall har ännu inte klarats upp och Alexander hålls fortfarande häktad tills rättegången drar igång.
Well,
He's my brother, and he shot my parents.
Det är den 4 mars 2019 i Edmond, Oklahoma, hemma hos familjen Walker, som den då 19-årige Michael Elijah Eli Walker sköt sina föräldrar. Michael erkände brottet och han var säker på att hans föräldrar var satanister. Michaels mamma ber den yngsta sonen, 17-årige Isaiah Walker, att ringa larmcentralen, vilket han gör, men strax efteråt skjuter Michael sin mamma. Klockan 02:30 inkommer samtalet till larmcentralen. Så här lät samtalet.
7-1, where's your emergency?
There's a bunch of gunfire in my house, and I'm playing with my brother.
Okay, what's your address?
I forgot what it is. Crap.
Is there a piece of mail that you can look at?
Hold on.
Sorry, are you there?
Yeah.
What's the address?
The address is I can't talk right now.
What's on fire?
Nothing's on fire.
What were you saying you need help for then? What is going on there?
There's gunfire.
Okay, all I can hear you saying is what sounds like fire, and you said there's not a fire. So say it again louder.
No, gunfire.
Gunfire. Okay, in the house or outside?
In
the house?
Yes.
Okay, what is your address?
I can't find it.
Has anyone been shot?
Probably, but it's 2601 North Bryant Avenue.
2601 North Bryant. Okay, and do you think someone has been shot?
Yes.
Okay. Has anybody been drinking or doing any drugs there?
I don't know.
Okay, who is it that has the gun?
I do not know.
Okay, do you see the person with the gun?
Yeah.
What do they look like? Sir. I need to know more information. I've got officers headed that way. Who do you see with a gun? Where's the person with the gun?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Jessica with the Edmond Police Department.
Yes.
Did I receive a call from you or from someone else there?
Me.
Okay, I've got officers there. What's going on?
Do you?
Yeah, where's the person with the gun?
Inside the house.
He's inside the house?
Yes.
Okay. Is the gun still out?
No.
And you're at 2601 North Bryant, correct?
Yes.
And who is this person that has the gun? Okay. Where is he at inside the house?
He's in his room.
Okay. And does he live there?
Yes, ma'am.
Is he white, black, Hispanic, Asian?
He's white.
Are you able to step outside if I stay on the phone with you so officers can speak with you?
Maybe. I don't know if I would be able to.
Why would you not be able to?
Well, he's my brother, and he shot my parents.
He shot your parents? Where are they?
Yep. My father is in his room on the floor, and my mom's by the front door on the floor.
Okay, are they breathing?
I do not believe they are.
You said that you think that they're breathing?
No, I don't believe they are.
How long ago were they shot?
I believe about 10 minutes ago.
Hold on 1 second.
What?
Okay, if I stay on the phone with you, are you able to step outside?
I do what?
If I stay on the phone with you, can you step outside?
Maybe. Our house might be tricky to find because it's
no,
like
there's,
has
They're there. Sorry. It was there's a gate, correct?
Kind of.
How old are you?
I am 17.
17?
Yes, ma'am.
And how old's your brother?
He is 19.
You said he's 19?
Yes.
What is your name?
My name?
Yeah. Or what is your brother's name then?
His name is Eli.
Your brother's name is what, Felix?
Eli.
Eli.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, got it. So, does he know you called police?
Yes, I believe he does.
Okay. And does he have any kind of weapon pointed at you to where you don't feel like you can come outside and speak with the officer?
I don't want to find out.
Okay. If I stay on the phone with you, could you just step outside? The officers are there for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, are you stepping out? Let me know when you're stepping outside so I can let the officers know.
Yeah, I'm stepping outside right now.
Okay, do you see the officer?
Yeah.
Isaiah hade vaknat av att han har hört skott i huset. När han gick upp för att titta fann han sin mamma död och pappan avrättad. Michael fick syn på Isaiah och försäkrade honom om att allting var bra och att Michael skulle begrava föräldrarna. Men polisen anlände till huset och grep Michael på plats. Föräldrarna, Michael L. Walker, hade skjutits i överkroppen, huvudet och ansiktet. 44-årige Rachel May Walker hade blivit beskjuten flera gånger på överkroppen. Kort efter mordet skulle paret ha firat deras 20-åriga bröllopsdag. Michael erkände brottet och menade att hans föräldrar sände honom telepatiska meddelanden om att de var satanister. Michael konfronterade då sina föräldrar om de här meddelandena och det i sin tur ledde till ett bråk. Michael och hans föräldrar var i sovrummet när de började bråka och Michael hade med sig en pistol i sovrummet. Enligt polisen ska Michael ha sagt att hans pappa försökte brotta ner honom på marken för att ta ifrån honom pistolen. Men det är då Michael sköt mot sin pappa och menade att han siktade på det stället det skulle göra mest skada. Rachel började springa ut från sovrummet men Michael sköt henne en gång. Hon föll ihop och Michael hämtade sedan mer ammunition och sköt henne flera gånger. Michael står fast vid att han inte har gjort något fel och hade gjort det igen om han hade fått möjligheten. Det var sagt att rättegången mot Michael skulle börja senare i år, men efter att försökt göra lite research så hittade jag ingen uppdatering om fallet. Det diskuterades en del om att Michael inte var stabil för att delta i en rättegång. År 2019 fann man att han inte var det, men efter behandling menar rätten att Michael kan ställa sin inför rätta. Så det återstår att se vad som händer när rättegången drar igång. Ja, dessa samtal där barn begår brott är något speciellt. Faktumet att barn är medvetna om att de bragt sina föräldrar eller närstående livet är skrämmande. Föräldrar eller barn som tar sig ifrån sina familjer alldeles för tidigt är oerhört sorgligt och ett genomgående mönster i alla fall, förutom möjligtvis då fallet med William Bishop, lider de unga förövarna av psykiska sjukdomar. Man kan ju undra när barnen växer upp om de kommer förstå allvarligt i det de gjort. I två av fallen, Alexander Bishop och Michael Walker, väntar fortfarande på sina rättegångar och det återstår att se vad följderna blir. Nästa avsnitt blir inte ett klassiskt mordfall utan något större och ett annorlunda fall som skiljer sig från vad jag gjort hittills. Så förhoppningsvis har jag möjligheten att släppa den inom kort. Men avsnitten kommer som vanligt först på Patreon, så är du inte medlem, bli gärna det om du vill och stötta podden. Tack! Detta är Crimepodden och tack för att du har lyssnat på 911-samtal del 3.